This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Welcome to another edition of Community Tides. This is Chris Bricker, and on alternate Fridays, during the noon hour, I join my co-host, Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation, to discuss new developments, new paradigms, and the new normal as we roll into the months ahead. Welcome, Siobhan.
Hi, Chris.
Oh, let's get you on the air. Try that one.
Hi, Chris. Great to be with you.
Good. As always, Siobhan. Well, in case you haven't heard, something very exciting is afoot at Fort Worden. And to tell us about it is Teresa Varis, Executive Director of Northwind Art. I'm going to tell you something about Teresa. She's been an innovator and a community leader for over 30 years in Port Townsend and beyond. Locally, she was one of the visionaries of the Boiler Room, an owner of Artisans on Taylor Gallery, and the executive director of Jefferson County Chamber of Commerce for 8 years. And she's been instrumental in efforts to sustain and create the next generation of young leaders. And how important is that? As the founding director of Port Townsend School of the Arts, Teresa led the charge for the merger of Port Townsend School of the Arts and Northwind Art Center, a nonprofit known as Northwind Art. She's worked diligently with her team to reimagine how to bring arts education, exhibition, and artists' resiliency to the next level in our community. And Teresa continues to step up as a catalyst for what is currently happening here at Fort Worden as a leading member of the recently announced Creative Alliance. She has a deep understanding of Jefferson County and the importance of how the health and well-being of artists and makers is essential to what we love about this place and makes us proud to call it home, our community. Teresa Varis, welcome to Community Tides.
Thanks so much for having me, you two.
Teresa, I'm so excited you're here. First of all, I want to thank you and all of the executive directors and staff members of the cultural organizations over at the fort. I mean, you all have kept our spirits up and our bodies moving and our minds thinking for for so many years, but particularly over the last 2 years. And for you to go through that with such, all of you, with such grace and impact, and not only navigating a pandemic, but we all know the complications that have been happening over at the fort. So thank you for that. And I'm so amazed that you could navigate all of that and still come out with an exciting vision for the Creative Alliance. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what that vision is? What is the Creative Alliance?
Sure. Well, thank you for that, Siobhan. Yeah, it is. It's it's been quite a wild ride for all of us. But one of the things that really keeps my spirits lifted and keeps me just, you know, looking to that North Star is this group of key programming organizations out there at the fort, all really uniting right now toward one goal. And so those partners that we're speaking of that are part of the Cultural Alliance, the Creative Alliance. There's an arts and culture corridor, and then there's a Creative Alliance. So we'll talk about all of it. So those eight programming partners are Centrum, Northwind Art, KPTZ, of course, the Woodworking School, Corvidae Press, Copper Canyon Press, and Rain Shadow Recording. So together, we really are united toward creating you know, this thriving regional cultural center in and around Maker Square. And kind of as a landmark or map for you to visualize for all of us who love Fort Worden, this cultural corridor will exist from the powerhouse building up against the side, the hillside, all the way down to McCurdy Pavilion, including the three newly remodeled buildings. So that's kind of the scope of the work. But we are really committed together to build a place that will thrive now and for generations to come. It's so exciting.
I got a ticket once on the cultural corridor. No, I'm just kidding.
Discover Pass.
Well, now, so KPTZ, of course, is in the bottom part of Building 305, which is one of the first completely renovated buildings at Fort Worden. That's a daunting task for a complete renovation of the entire fort, but they're starting right there in that cultural center. Tell me how this is all, how is it all structured? What's the plot look like there?
Well, we're really working on the structure right now. I mean, you know, I've been with Port Townsend, Port Townsend School of the Arts. I came on board was in 2017. So we've all been looking toward Maker Square and this unification really since then and kind of holding our breath. So now that things are going forward with the support of the PDA and long-term leases, it's kind of like the floodgates have opened up. So I'll just say, you know, the Cultural Alliance is more than a concept, but we still have a lot of work to do around our structure. But just kind of high level, our first kind of function will be to support each other in ensuring the health of each one of our organizations. We'll work together to do more innovative programming in aligned ways, like having calendars together and really thinking about how we all kind of plug and play. We do that now anyway, but it will be really a priority for us. And then of course, some spaces and places like this, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. So really our story is so powerful together. So there's great potential for fundraising together. And kind of taking off some of that pressure that we're going to be stepping up to for building maintenance with our long-term leases. And then lastly, you know, just really identifying and building relationships together with a unified voice and story, but not losing who we are as individual organizations, because that's so important too.
Teresa, I know that you had the opportunity to go down and visit Balboa down in San Diego, a great science and culture campus. And I understand that some of the partners from the Creative Alliance were able to go down to KEXP recently and take a look around their innovative programming. How is this research kind of informing your conversations? I know you're really at early stages in terms of a vision, but what are some of the ways that you think that this might evolve in the long term?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this discovery period and phase, you know, again, we all do what we do so well. Together, we have 75 years of experience, you know, everything from fiber arts to fiddling to carving to chorus singing, painting, poetry, all of it. But there are other models out there around the country and the world that are doing similar things. So the goal with these visits and building these relationships is not to reinvent the wheel, but to really understand and explore how we're different. So this is going to be a big part of our strategy going forward, is just really that discovery of our an articulation of our story and what makes us different from anywhere else in the world.
I know that I was down, I spent quite a bit of time down in San Diego, and we had some proposals to go into the nonprofit section of the Naval Training Center down there. Which is an exciting part of San Diego now.
Yeah.
And then also, you know, snooping around the Presidio in San Francisco and seeing how that all happened you know?
Yeah, there are so many great models out there. And, you know, the folks at Balboa, that's a 1,200 acre park with 28 partners, and their cultural partnership is what they call their group that's similar to the Alliance or that we're modeling kind of after. And the way that they work together to network and to resource is it's so smart. So good news is we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We've got so much of what we need right here and now. But one thing that I'm reminded all the time, and Siobhan has been a real, she's been a real champion for this, is like, we are not here to bake the cake. You know, we're here to gather the recipe and the parts and pieces of this recipe. So we're doing our work.
What are the ways that this community can support this alliance? I mean, I think it would be hard to find anyone in this community that doesn't already have a relationship with at least one of the partners involved. But are there different ways that we can support the group as a whole? What would you like to see us all do?
That's such a good question. I've really been reflecting lately just on some comments I've kind of heard from our community. I think some fears that come up and also just tons of excitement. So I think what I would ask the community is, one, let's remember that there's a lot of newness at Fort Worden in particular. There's a new board of the PDA. There's new leadership. People are working together differently. From the city to state parks and the PDA, it's really a new makeup. So let's give that a chance. Let's really give that a shot. And let's keep talking to one another and creating dialogue. I just want to keep this positive. We've had so much. This has been really a challenging time. So this is a light in our lives. Let's keep lifting it up and lifting up the partners and lifting up the PDA and the fort and the concept of lifelong learning.
Teresa, why don't you give us a thumbnail sketch of the relationships of all of these entities there at Fort Worden? It might be a mouthful, but just how everyone is relating with one another, Centrum, the PDA, the state parks, and all the rest of that. I'm sure it's complicated, but you know,
it is complicated. But let me just give you an example. The Creative Alliance meets monthly, and the conversations are really clear. We talk first just about kind of where we're challenged and where the opportunities lie, and then we dig into problem solving together. I feel like that has really kind of set a tone for every other conversation that we have. And the PDA board, for instance, they're all new members. They actually set up a series of conversations with each one of the partners to find out who we were, where we had struggled, and what they could do for us. That's kind of the first time that deep of a conversation has happened. And I appreciated it so much. It definitely was reflected. Their care and thoughtfulness was reflected in the meeting where lease terms were discussed. So that's just an example of how this is going. And then also, you know, like going to the KEXP studios with KPTZ and Centrum, we talk and we work things out. And we know that there's going to be challenges ahead, but we're really committed to one another.
I really appreciate what you just said about, you know, it being a light. I mean, I don't think there's a person or an organization, not only in our community, but probably throughout the world, who hasn't been in a position they didn't want to be in over the last 2 years. And that certainly, I'm sure, has applied to the fort and to the PDA. And I think we all need to think about our own resiliency and our own ability to move forward and in positive ways. And as we see these kinds of Phoenix rising situations, reasons. While we do want to be do our due diligence, make sure that oversight is happening and that transparency is happening, at some point, you know, we all need to get behind the fort and get behind what you all are doing there, because we have a future to build. And so I think this is a great moment for everyone to do that. I wanted to all kind of talk about the artists and the makers themselves for a minute.
Sure.
What I'm wondering is, you know, we have, you know, rising housing costs and, you know, just all kinds of challenges for the local artists and makers in our community. And I'm wondering how the Alliance will offer new supports and resources for our cherished artists who are struggling to stay here. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can speak to this right now from the Northwind Art angle, and I believe that this is the recipe for the Alliance and for what will happen in the Arts and Culture Corridor. In this last year, Northwind Art, even just as a newly merged organization, supported 400 local artists and 65 faculty through our educational programs. We paid out over $200,000 in artist commissions and faculty fees. We are just another, we're a support for livelihood. And also I feel like the Arts and Culture Corridor and the Alliance will be a great advocate for more opportunities for artists to plug in and to establish themselves. So those are a couple of ways.
I love the idea of the opportunity, you know, Northwind Art and other partners on this, like KPTZ, are very locally focused.
Yep.
And Centrum is very much about bringing visiting artists in, and the idea of being able to create relationships between those local artists and folks like the musicians from the Choro concert, you know, last week. How exciting is that? I love that vision for the Alliance, is creating this huge network of artists around our local makers and just expanding their horizons in that way is so exciting.
Yeah, I love that. I really, the way that I see this in my mind is like going deep with roots here and then branching out, and just everything that it takes to like pollinate, you know, and grow things both ways. So we can do it all. I feel like creating this corridor, though, will really put us on the map and be a support system and a foundation for years to come, both locally and regionally, nationally, internationally.
Well, that's why those relationships are so important. You know, mm-hmm. the synergy, just relationship, the whole concept of relationship and what that means.
Yeah.
You know, the hard
well,
time.
The Lord knows we need more art. We just, yeah. we do. When the Choro performance, I mean, I have heard so much about it. I wasn't there, but what lives in people when they talk about it, again, they like light up. It was just a moment. And we need more of that. Hands-on art making, more music, more dance, more singing. It's our community.
Teresa, is that corridor, when will that be kind of open for business? I mean, are people actually moving spaces, or like, how should we think about the actual destination?
Yeah, good question. Well, upon lease signing, there is a plan right now for highest and best use of spaces. Centrum and KPTZ will be sharing space and building 305, and we'll be building more of a community living room kind of concept with art experience in that space. I kind of keep thinking about like Meow Wolf and like cool stuff like that happening in 305. Northwind Art will be hopefully occupying building 324 and 308. Swapping a building with the woodworking school so that we can do ceramics in the building that they currently occupy. So there's going to be a lot of moving parts over the next several years. Honestly, this is going to take some time, but programs are already active in the corridor. It's just building it out and expanding. and doing that together in a really smart way. I mean, that's one thing I love about this group is we're really thinking about priorities and how to do this with as much grace and ease as possible.
Well, I'm fond of quoting Alan Watts, who said one time that the best way to accept change is to join in the dance.
Yes.
So let's all join in the dance.
I love that.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Teresa Berres, Executive Director of Northwind Art. Thanks for joining us today on Community Tides.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you.